The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Thursday, September 3rd. What to know today about a possible sped-up timeline for COVID-19 vaccines and the newly recommended four-phase approach for who gets it first. Also, the presidential nominees are taking turns visiting a key swing state, and we explain what happens if we still don't know who won the election by Inauguration Day. Plus, college football's debut, a new way to lend out movies to friends, and who's going from Tiger King to Dancing with the Stars. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The CDC is telling states to get ready to hand out a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as November 1st, less than 2 months away and earlier than most people expected. Until now, the general timeline has been early 2021. It's not clear exactly what's changed, but the CDC director Robert Redfield told Yahoo Finance things are going well and the possible vaccines are on track for final approval soon. That said, there are skeptics. Several health experts told the AP it's suspicious timing. They worry the Trump administration is rushing to put out a vaccine just before the November 3rd election for political reasons. They pointed out that the drug makers running the trials are actually still recruiting volunteers, and they're not even halfway done. Also, the possible vaccines are all two doses, and each dose should be given a month apart. So these experts say they don't know how there could be adequate data about safety and effectiveness before November 1st. Still, federal health officials with the CDC and FDA have promised not to cut corners. And speaking of vaccines, a U.S. advisory panel put out new recommendations for how to hand out initial doses whenever a vaccine is available, because at first there could be limited supplies. So a draft report says it's best to use a four-phase approach, prioritizing high-risk healthcare workers in phase one, along with people who have serious underlying conditions or live in crowded facilities, then putting healthy young adults, children, and others in the later phases. Nothing is set in stone yet, though. The committee's final report will be submitted later this month. The nation's top public health expert is calling the number of new COVID-19 cases in the U.S. each day unacceptably high. This week, the U.S. is seeing about 40,000 new cases daily. And infectious disease doctor Anthony Fauci told MSNBC he'd like the number of new infections to go down to around 10,000 a day or less ASAP. But he worries that's unlikely with Labor Day just ahead. He says the last couple holiday weekends, around Memorial Day and Independence Day, there were large gatherings and surges of new cases and hospitalizations in the weeks after. And this time, Dr. Fauci says it's even more concerning as flu season is just around the corner and having two health crises at once could overwhelm hospitals and drain resources. So Dr. Fauci is urging Americans to be careful. You know the drill. Wear a mask, avoid crowds, wash hands, and hold outdoor events instead of indoor ones whenever possible. Meanwhile, there could be another new tool to help doctors treat the virus. New evidence shows common steroids could end up saving the lives of the sickest COVID-19 patients. Specifically, studies show they reduce the death risk by 20%. And because of those findings, the World Health Organization just updated its guidance, telling doctors to use steroids when COVID-19 becomes severe or critical. The UN Health Agency also told countries to make sure they build up their stockpiles of those drugs. And the good news is, health experts say they're cheap and widely available. A new report shows by the end of the year, the nation's debt is expected to almost equal the size of the entire U.S. economy. That hasn't happened since World War II, and the amount of debt owed by the U.S. is expected to grow more next year. Of course, the coronavirus is mostly to blame. As the country spends more money than it's bringing in, it's forced to borrow more. As the Washington Post explains it, the government typically spends about $4 trillion a year on programs and services. Now, on top of that normal spending, Congress has also approved more than $3 trillion in emergency funding alone just through the first couple coronavirus relief bills. And another one is expected soon to the tune of at least another $1 trillion. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is traveling to Kenosha, Wisconsin today. He plans to hold a community meeting and visit with the family of Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot in the back by a white police officer and is now paralyzed. That police shooting, which is still under investigation, has triggered anti-racism and anti-police brutality protests in the city. You'll remember President Trump already visited Kenosha earlier this week to show support for law enforcement. He toured an area of town that was damaged and vandalized during protests and riots last week. And it's worth noting, Wisconsin is considered a key swing state. President Trump won the state in 2016 by less than 1 percentage point. So both Trump and Biden are hoping to win Wisconsin over in 2020. As summer winds down, a lot of people across the Sun Belt are probably happy to see it go. The National Weather Service reports that 2020 has been the hottest summer on record for dozens of American cities. We're talking about pretty big cities, too, like Phoenix, Tucson, and Sacramento. For example, the average temperature in Phoenix has been about 96.7 degrees and about 1.5 degrees higher than the previous record. Other big cities like Hartford, Connecticut, and Miami, Florida have tied their previous summer temperature records. And things aren't exactly cooling down anytime soon. Excessive heat watches and warnings have been issued in California, Nevada, and Arizona ahead of Labor Day weekend. All right, we have more news coming up, but first let's take a quick break for our sponsor today. If you're like me, you can feel the difference in your energy level and your mood when you're hydrated or not. And so whenever I'm feeling like I'm not getting enough water or that water alone just is not doing the trick, I now turn to Liquid IV. I drink Liquid IV at least every other day, usually during that afternoon slump and definitely after a hard workout or a day outside. And now my husband is a big fan of Liquid IV as well. He used to turn to other types of less natural sports drinks or mix-ins, so I'm glad we both now prefer and drink Liquid IV, which uses natural ingredients. Here's how it works. Liquid IV uses the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients into the bloodstream, helping to hydrate you faster and more effectively than water alone. So get yours and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. Liquid IV is also available nationwide at Costco and Target, but you can get that discount. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at liquidiv.com. Now, back to the news. College football is back. The NCAA's Division I football season kicks off tonight with two games. Up first, the University of Alabama at Birmingham, or UAB, will play Central Arkansas. Then South Alabama will square off against Southern Miss. Of course, these games, and really the entire football season, will have a different vibe this year because of COVID-19. Fans will be few and far between, with some colleges banning them from games and others capping attendance at 20 or 30%. And USA Today reports, for many schools, tailgating is a hard no, since it makes social distancing more difficult. Of course, you'll remember some schools will not be playing fall football at all this year. Conferences like the Big Ten and Pac-12 will try to play in the spring instead, hoping COVID-19 will be more under control by then. Either way, for the 76 teams that are still a go, players will get regular COVID-19 tests, and teams say they are prepared to hit pause if there is an outbreak. Microsoft is launching new technology to spot deepfakes, as in pictures and videos that have been manipulated with artificial intelligence. Deepfakes can make it look like people say things they actually didn't, or be places they actually weren't, and they can make it hard to figure out what's real and what's not. But Microsoft's new tech, called Video Authenticator, should help. It analyzes videos and photos for subtle manipulations you can't see with the naked eye. It then gives a percentage chance that the media has been altered. It's calling that percentage a confidence score. This can be used on all sorts of media, but Microsoft says it especially hopes this will help fight disinformation in the run-up to the presidential election. It's making Video Authenticator available to news outlets, political campaigns, and other organizations involved in the election process. It just got easier to lend out movies you've purchased from iTunes, Prime Video, Vudu, and more. The company Movies Anywhere has launched its new Screen Pass feature in the U.S. You're allowed to share 3 movies a month, and your friends and family have 2 weeks to watch them. There was a big rush to get this feature out since the pandemic did increase demand for at-home movies and connection. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have signed a multi-year deal with Netflix. They're reportedly on board to produce a bunch of different movies and shows like documentaries, feature films, scripted TV shows, and children's series. The couple says their programming will shine a light on issues important to them, and the goal is to both raise awareness and give hope. Harry and Meghan have not said how much that deal is worth. Also in entertainment, Dancing with the Stars has announced its cast for the 2020 season. This year's lineup includes 15 famous faces like Tiger King's Carol Baskin, AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys, Super Bowl champion Vernon Davis, and NBA superstar Charles Oakley. The new season of the popular show, where celebrities pair up with professional dancers, premieres September 14th on ABC. That's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. With Election Day just 2 months from today on November 3rd, today's thing to know is how long it might take to determine the winner of this year's presidential election. On a typical election year, it's pretty clear who the winner is by the very next day. But some political experts have said this year, we might not know who won even by Inauguration Day, January 20th. And that's because an unprecedented number of Americans concerned about coronavirus are expected to vote by mail. And the Federal Election Commission says counting those ballots takes longer than the ones that are submitted in person. So it's likely to take at least a few extra days. Results could be even more delayed, though, if the races are very tight. Remember, in 2000, President George W. Bush basically won by 537 votes in Florida. And because that's within the margin of a recount, it ended up taking a month for the race to be decided. And if that happens again, and one of the candidates challenges the results, it could take even longer. So what happens if Inauguration Day comes and we don't have a winner yet? Well, by law, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi would become the acting president until the election is finally decided. And that's your thing to know today. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to share this episode if you found it helpful. We'll be back tomorrow with your news roundup for Friday and the weekend. Until then, have a great day.